So again, I'm with at Lucien T on Twitter, who's a young man in charge of a company called Brave New Talent. But we're going to focus for a few minutes on the event that Lucien has driven, or certainly driven delegates attending the event. Lucien, I was here for the opening ceremony, and there was Desmond Tutu, Bob Geldof, an old BBC director that I worked with, Richard Sandbrook. How did you feel after that night?
I think probably like every other person in the room, pretty moved by it. It was some very relevant. We heard some very relevant speeches from Desmond Tutu, and then followed by Geldof. It was the music was great, the atmosphere was great. Seeing all these people from over 100 countries and actually seeing it happen, because being involved for the last year and a half, you realise that you make a lot of connections virtually. But when you see those connections and people you've seen on Facebook, when you see them meet each other
in real life,
and when you see these businesses being created, when you see these new social business models, these NGOs being created off the back of it, I'm just like a kid at Christmas, because I feel like actually something I've done has actually, you know, connected a lot of people, and that's an amazing feeling. And there's been a lot of people involved in that process, but to see all those delegates come together,
in
the physical, real human world, like rather than the virtual world.
So did you overhear anything between delegates, or see an interaction where you thought, wow, I couldn't have predicted that, or that kind of knocked you over the last two or three days?
I've been amazed, because I was, worried about a number of things, like language and things like that. The quality of the delegates here is just outstanding. The people, it's rather cliche, but God is its title, Finding the Leaders of Tomorrow. I think, I don't know how many, but a lot of these people here really will be.
Yeah.
And that's never really been done before.
Because I heard you on Monday very gently say to somebody, they're not kids.
Yeah.
Because there was an adult that said, oh, we've got all these kids here.
Yeah.
And actually they're not. I mean, my eldest son is 22. He's not a kid.
Yeah.
He's making decisions every single day of his life for his own life.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, really cool that we got that out. How did you zero in on the quality of the young person? Was it the crowd that helped identify who the quality were?
I think the best identifier of a future leader is actually the individual themselves, because the first challenge of a leader is like the first step forward that they make. Very rarely are like these people here, very rarely were they pushed into this by anybody. They made the step themselves. And so I think the first filter was actually the individuals themselves. If you think we touched 15 million, engaged over 100,000, and then had actually only 2,500 put themselves forward. Now,
right.
I say only, it's still a large number, but the quality of the people putting themselves forward was already self-filtered, in that these people had already achieved so much. We added then some other filter processes, which were more to take the app viral than to really filter good quality, but it did have both. It did have both results, in that people gathered votes, and the people that got the most votes went to the top. And it was a kind of meritocracy stroke popularity contest.
And then they had a challenge to actually raise the money or sponsorship to actually get here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? So there wasn't any funding to say, right, well, you're a potential leader, we're going to pay for you to come.
No,
to
well, that was actually the biggest challenge of Wanyan World.
We've got a minute on that.
So basically over the last year I've been pulling my hair out, because yes, it's expensive to get all these people here, but think of the money wasted in the world. And we had 2,500 people like wanting to get sponsorship and trying everything they can, every trick in the book to get sponsorship. We had like child soldiers from the Congo that could not get funded.
Sure.
And I was just like pulling my hair out at companies going, if you want to make an impact, sponsor Wanyan World, like sponsor a future leader, because I'm a big believer that great change is brought about by a small number of really committed people.
30 seconds. Where can companies go to sponsor young people for the next year?
For next year. So hopefully Brave New Talent's going to be involved in that outreach. And oneyoungworld.com, check out. There's going to be details of how to sponsor people. But
average cost of sponsorship?
€3,000.
Okay. That is cheap.
Cheap.
In fact, cheap is terrible. That's cost effective.
Yeah, it's great for building your brand. And, imagine if one of